sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. Today we're going to talk about some real estate issues, some questions and answers with a real estate expert. I'd like to welcome Jesse Saran of 2% Realty to the show today.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
I'm glad that you were able to join us. I know that you are very busy, and it's taken me a couple of tries to get you in here. So life is busy for you, Jesse.
It is. Our market is fantastic.
So 2% Realty as a company seems to be gaining quite a bit of popularity. Tell us, Jesse, what brought about the genesis of 2% Realty?
2% Realty is now a franchise that have been in Canada. It started in Edmonton almost 11 years ago. For myself, I just noticed the need for some options for consumers, and our prices have increased dramatically, so our commissions have remained the same and look like a perfect recipe for a good business.
Okay, so were you part of the founding of 2% Realty?
No, I'm born and raised in Prince George, so oh. I located 2% Realty probably about 5 years ago, kept a good eye on them, talked to the founder. Roy Almong is the founder of 2% Realty. He's from Edmonton originally. And I decided to go and franchise the company 2 years ago.
Okay, so you're basically the owner or the manager, broker, I'm not sure what you call it. Okay, for the Prince George region then.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what is different about 2% Realty from all the other real estate options that we as Canadians have at our disposal to either purchase homes or sell our homes through?
You know, 2% Realty kept it really simple, and that's why this company is doing fantastic. We are completely the same as every other brokerage out there, full service, full MLS exposure, but we charge 2% commission.
So for people who don't know what MLS is, what's MLS?
Multiple listing services. So that would be a realtor.ca where everybody goes onto the app to locate homes and houses and properties.
So your properties that you have listed for sale on your network are then available to every other realtor from every other realty office across
Absolutely.
Canada.
Okay. Yeah, it's full service. So we're exactly the same as every other brokerage. And the only difference we have is that we do charge less commission, which is 2% of the sale price. Open houses, brochures, viewings, showings, conveyancing. We do everything.
So why the 2% Realty? So I realize that we're doing a commission lowering. You're trying to make it more affordable, perhaps. But what's the actual thinking behind lowering the cost?
Well, 2% Realty found a way to control their costs, is what I noticed. And that what really intrigued me about this company. So it's not taking money away from consumers. It's not taking money away from the real estate agents. It's just that our business is run very efficient. So our costs are lower, and we're just passing those costs on, savings on to the consumer, really.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that you were quite busy when you first set up in Prince George. Have things sort of steadied out for you, or are you still just beyond busy?
We are beyond busy. We've increased 300% from last year. I have two new realtors. Last year I was by myself. I opened up to my brokerage and started real estate, and we were doing fantastic. But with one real estate agent, you're kind of maxed out at a certain point. And we have Kevin Anderson. He has 12 years of experience. He was formerly with REMAX. Trevor Finch from MaxSave has come joined us as well. He's got 14 years experience. And we are very busy. We love it. We work on volume. Anybody that's going to be working for 2% Realty will want to be a busy real estate agent, because that's what they will be.
So are you hiring right now then?
We are, actually, yes. We are going to be hiring two more. And we're a real estate agent brokerage that's not going to max out with volume of real estate agents. That's not the philosophy we have.
What does that mean, max out with volume?
If you look at other real estate companies and brokerages, they'll have as many real estate agents as they can. With 2% Realty, we want to have enough to take care of all the consumers out there, the business that we have, but we definitely don't want to have more than enough where real estate agents don't have that comfortable feeling and feeling of not having to fight for listings at all times. 2% Realty actually gives their agents listings. So we get free market evaluations sent into our brokerage, and we disperse them with throughout our agents evenly. So your rotation comes around, you get that listing.
So I've definitely heard that the real estate market and the real estate agent, the selling market, is kind of a dog-eat-dog type of industry, but it sounds like you've created a bit of a home front, a comfortable home front for real estate agents to
absolutely
to come and set up and do their work well.
Absolutely. I've been a real estate agent in Prince George for about 8 years, and before that I worked for Canfor for 20 years. And I know it's a tough industry. Absolutely, very tough industry. A lot of agents come into this industry thinking that they've done the course, they've been through the tough part of it, but when you actually get into the business of it, a lot of real estate agents don't last. It's a very tough industry. So what we wanted to do, my wife and I, we created a business where the real estate agent is going to be able to work, know that they have business. Every day you're working on your business instead of looking for business. So it's a completely different feel. The two agents that I have right now, they absolutely think that this has changed their lifestyle, that it's changed their life. Very comfortable, love coming to work. We have a great atmosphere. So we're only going to have a certain amount of real estate agents, but everybody's going to be working really good together.
So when you said that you were hiring, you already have two individuals that you're working with to bring on? Or are you actually looking for new opportunities?
Yeah, new opportunities as well, but I am talking with two real estate agents currently. But we do want to grow slowly and have the right pieces.
Well, that's very important with growth, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's a different, definitely a different brokerage.
So the real estate market in Prince George seems quite strong and consistent. Is that an accurate summary that I just said there?
It is. Absolutely. I think these are the best, highest prices that we've seen ever. So fantastic to see us finally have some value in our homes, I guess, equity. We don't make the money that most of the people in the Lower Mainland do once they sell a property or whatnot. So that's another reason that it's very important to have a commission structure. That's important because we do not have as much equity in our properties. And when we do want to sell, giving away a big chunk of that equity is tough to do.
Mm-hmm. So we're told our population has actually decreased in recent years. And yet I've been speaking with a lot of building contractors because I am currently rebuilding a home after losing it to a fire. And a lot of the contractors that I've been speaking with are busier than ever. So who is buying all these new houses?
Yeah, you know, Prince George is really changing at this time, from what I see. I don't think the baby boomers are leaving quite yet. It seems like the baby boomers want to keep their home and they want to be independent as long as possible. So but who's purchasing, I find, is people that are looking to upgrade. They'll move from the home that they purchased 10 years ago for maybe $200,000 and now it's worth $400,000. So maybe they're going to go buy a $500,000 house in a new neighborhood or buy a builder or buy a new one. We are getting a lot of folks that are moving from Lower Mainland that are retiring in this direction. They've got a lot of equity in their properties now, so they can come here and buy a brand new home, ranch or $500,000 and maybe put $1 million or $1.5 million in the bank, and that's the retirement. So we are seeing some change here, and I think Okanagan's starting to see that Prince George is a beautiful place to be. A lot of younger families love the outdoors, are noticing that Prince George is absolutely stunning. Like I said, I'm born and raised here. I left for 11 months and went down to West Bank, and we were begging to get back. So, you know, you don't know what you have until you leave.
Right.
Exactly the truth. So that's why when I came back and started this company up, and it's been amazing. I think Prince George is going to have 4 to 5 really good years yet.
Prince George is a very interesting community in that pretty much any direction you go, 45-minute drive, you're in the country.
Absolutely.
Down south, 45-minute drive gets you to another community. A 45-minute drive from that community gets you to another community. It's amazing that we can have rest and relaxation, a very short journey away from our downtown core center.
It is.
We're very unique that way and very blessed that way
it
as
is.
Well.
It is. And one thing that we never, you know, we forget sometimes is the folks. It really make this community.
It's so true. Are there any specific issues which buyers should be aware of in our current market?
In our current market, I highly recommend you find yourself a realtor that you feel comfortable with. You will not find the best property, best investment if you're looking on your own. It's a very hot market.
Oh, because things are just moving
so
quickly?
It's just too fast.
Okay.
You know, with a real estate agent, we get notification immediately when the listing comes up. So we give in our buyers calls and book in appointments immediately. We're seeing houses move within a couple of days right now.
So what is the delay then between you as a realtor getting a notification and it popping up on MLS or the realtor.ca site for me to look at without a realtor? What's that time lag?
Oh, I can't give exact time, but, you know, it depends on how what time in the day that you get it into the system. Otherwise, it won't show up till the next day.
Okay. And that could be the difference
there? So definitely.
Okay.
Hours are the difference right now.
Isn't that
yes.
amazing?
Oh, yeah. And houses are selling overpriced right now. Actually, I'll give you a really good stat. Houses are selling at 97.5% of the list price right now.
Okay.
So you're not getting low balls. It's almost full price. Other stats that we have, 2017 average sale price was $304,000 for a single family home. And this year it's $338,000. So it is up 11.2%.
That's significant.
Yeah. Listings are down a little bit. Listings are down from 310 year to date last year, 294 year to date this year. And days on market, last year 16 days on market average.
Yes.
This year 15. So it's been great. A couple of years of really, really good market we've had.
So in terms of people being able to access listings right away, you're recommending that really we ought to have a good relationship with a realtor.
You must work with a realtor. Every company has amazing realtors. One thing about Prince George I can say is that the real estate agents are fantastic. They take their job serious and work great together, as in doing transactions between each other's brokerages. You know, find a real estate agent. You're not paying them as a buyer. You don't pay them at all. They're working for you. They will find you the best property.
I think that's a really good tip. We'll be right back.